You're listening to ABC Local Radio Queensland.
Last week, there was plenty of eyes on women with Queensland Women's Week and International Women's Day. And when I was speaking with financial planner from Allman Partners, we were talking about how women's superannuation is often very disparaging when you compare it to a male superannuation. It could be that you've stopped work for children, or you might have only ever worked part-time because of family commitments, or someone else in the relationship had a career and you kind of followed around doing jobs here and there, but were mostly looking after the home. What does that mean, though, when you're looking down the barrel of 60 and retirement's on the way and you have a look at what you thought was in superannuation and can often get quite a shock? It can, in fact, have some dire consequences and impact the quality of a woman's retirement.
It certainly can, and the statistics actually show us that on average for a female between ages 55 to 64, so in those times of retirement, women actually have on average about $180,000 in super at that point in time, whilst men have around about $322,000. So certainly there's a discrepancy when it comes to those things that you just stated that have an impact on that superannuation balance.
And whilst $180,000, when you say it like that, sounds like a lot of money, if you're 65 and you've got $180,000 and there is 30 more years of your life to go, that's not really going to get you far.
It certainly isn't. It's something that definitely everyone needs to understand what their number is when they do go to retire, and certainly $180,000 isn't going to get you far.
Can we put some things in place then? Do we need to go and get an analysis of our super? How do we boost that? Because you can't change it. If I'm 55 now and I've got 180 grand, I can't just poof, turn it into a million.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And I suppose it's certainly a message to say to these women in their 20s now to really start taking that, guidance from people, and certainly to think about their own individual superannuation. I think when you've got a partner and you're raising a family in your 30s, 40s, or wherever you sit within that, you're certainly looking and not focusing on those areas. So my experience over the last 20 years in the financial planning industry, women tend to, and certainly there's been some stats done on it as well, 80% of women really say that their top financial priority is providing for their family's everyday needs. Mm. So they're really not thinking about the future, the long-term planning for retirement.
And we generally can't even make plans with a girlfriend for coffee in the next week and stick to that.
Definitely. Well, look, an interesting stat I thought, which is probably not money related, but I'm hoping my husband's listening to this now. They say full-time working mothers spend about 44 hours actually doing the household duties each week.
So, 44 hours.
Yep. Where do we get all this time?
I know. Wow. I feel like that's worth some contribution to my super.
Yes, definitely. Yes, they should start paying us.
Look, that's one of the things that you can do, though, as a couple, isn't it? That someone can contribute to someone else's super.
Yep.
So that, say, you've made the choice to stay at home with the children, it doesn't mean that your super has to remain stagnant.
No, and that's where we really have to think about it as a couple and use some benefits that are actually out there for women now who are actually at home looking after the children or caring for their parents and things like that. So certainly when we look at the rules with superannuation, there's a great little rule coming in on the 1st of July this year, which was really focused towards women when the government thought about this, and also casual workers and contractors. So some people have that, obviously, interference with their work or, that's what they want to do in life. And certainly from that point of view, they won't be working for a year or two looking after the children, or they don't have a contract where they're working at that point. So there's no ability for them to grow their superannuation, obviously with no wages. Mm-hmm. So there's at this point in time, you can only put about $25,000 each to superannuation as a pre-tax contribution. They're allowing you to actually roll that 4 to 5 year period, and you'll be able to, if you can't do anything for 12 months, you can put in $50,000 the next year.
Okay. So it'll accumulate.
It'll accumulate. It'll be a rolling period over 5 years. So the ability for someone, let's say a woman's off work for 5 years before the children go back to primary school, but they get a windfall the next year, have a good salary, and they can actually afford as a couple to put a lot more to superannuation rather than just the cap of $25,000.
Okay, right. That's really part of what can become complicated, isn't it? Those rules change all of the time.
Yes, they certainly do. And this is something that I think there's a great website the ASIC website for Money Smart. And certainly this is a good reference point for anyone out there who isn't receiving financial advice and doesn't want to seek that at this point in time. It's a good reference tool to go and have a look at there. And they certainly focus on women and finance and saying, how can you actually increase your superannuation?
It is also very interesting, conversations I've had with Steve before about women and finances. Superannuation is one aspect, but retirement and the superannuation comes into that is one of those ones that can be tricky too, because he says when you ask someone as a financial advisor about, you know, their plan for retirement, as a woman, it always includes, oh, my husband and I or my partner and I, we're going to be doing this. And then you guys have to have that awkward conversation about, well, what if that person's not there? Like, what are you going to do?
Exactly. So really having an interest in your future planning and retirement as a woman, I think is really critical. We tend to, in my experience, is that women do take a back seat at times and say, look, my husband's looking after it. So certainly they do rely on us a lot of the time to come back and seek that, you know, if unfortunately there's an untimely death. But also remember that, you know, unfortunately 50% of us go through some level of separation or divorce. So we're left with what we have at that point in time. And it's really important as an individual to think about empowering our own finances.
There you go. There's some advice when it comes to women's finances, especially with superannuation. But look, it literally is general advice. For information on your specific circumstances, please seek the advice of your preferred accountant or financial advisor.